This is Pittsburgh Explainer from 90.5 WESA. Every Friday, we help you understand some of the most important news stories from southwestern Pennsylvania. It's Friday, July 3rd. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Liz Reed. Since it's a holiday weekend, we had planned to take another break from the news this week, and we will, for the most part. Later on in the show, I'll have an interview with one of my favorite people that I've met in my 7 years as a journalist in Pittsburgh. But the news this week is just so newsy, so I thought it fitting to at least acknowledge it. Let's start with the pandemic. Allegheny County has reported record high numbers of new COVID-19 cases over the past week. On Thursday, we broke 200 for the first time. The people infected are skewing younger, and public health officials say they can trace many of the infections to bars, restaurants, and out-of-state travel.
Cases reported visiting over 40 different bars, restaurants, and nightclubs. About 15 places were identified more than once by cases. And many reported that neither patrons nor employees wore masks or practicing physical distancing.
On Thursday, county officials ordered all bars, restaurants, and casinos to close for 1 week starting Friday at midnight. They also banned gatherings of more than 25 people and are asking people to stay home as much as possible.
We will have justice, we will have peace, in my name bring unity. We will be equal, we won't be silenced, for me bring an end to the violence. We will have
protests against systemic racism continued in the Pittsburgh region this week. Large gatherings with a generic Black Lives Matter message are giving way to smaller, more focused demonstrations. For example, on Tuesday, a couple dozen people rallied to seek justice for Marcus White Jr., a 15-month-old toddler killed by gunfire at an East Hills cookout in 2013. His family says it's unacceptable that it's taken local officials 7 years to make an arrest, and they filed a federal complaint asking that the case be turned over to state prosecutors. And speaking of legal action, the city of Pittsburgh, as well as the mayor and public safety officials, are being sued by a group of protesters who say their civil rights were violated after a June 1st demonstration in East Liberty. The complaint alleges that police, quote, escalated a peaceful protest into a scene of pandemonium, panic, violence, and bloodshed. Here's Nicole Rooley, one of the plaintiffs who attended the protest with her fiance and their 13-year-old son.
I do believe that integrity is one of the words on the side of the police car, and their actions that day showed me that a lot of them had none. Their actions after denying what they did to us showed me that there's not a lot of honesty and integrity there either.
The police response to the protest is currently being reviewed by the city's Office of Municipal Investigations, as well as the Citizens Police Review Board. It's time for a quick break. We'll be right back.
StoryCorps, together with 90.5 WESA, is bringing people together for a different kind of dialogue this summer. It's called One Small Step, a project that pairs strangers who don't see eye to eye for a conversation. The goal? To share and listen to the stories behind each other's values. Sign up at wesa.fm/onesmallstep. StoryCorps' One Small Step is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
4 years ago, I was reporting a series of stories about Sunnyside Pre-K through 8 school in Stanton Heights. While there, I met a young man named Angelo LaFortune. He was in the 8th grade.
I like Sunnyside because I learn a lot from Sunnyside. Like, I'm learning a lot of vocabulary words about how to spell, and I'm learning how to travel around the neighborhood by myself using a cane.
Angelo is originally from Haiti. He first came to the United States when he was 6 years old to get treatment for a brain tumor at the Cleveland Clinic. After he was discharged, he and his mom traveled from Haiti every 6 months for checkups and stayed with his aunt, who lived in Pittsburgh. In 2010, they moved here permanently, and in 2018, Angelo became a U.S. citizen. This year, he graduated from high school and in the fall plans to go to a vocational school in Johnstown. I caught up with him last month at a park near his house in East Liberty.
Do you remember your childhood in Haiti?
Yes.
What was it like?
Some days I felt like I wanted to cry because like I would be in the neighborhood and then I would see all the kids going to school. And me, I couldn't go to school because my vision and then it was hard for my mom because, you know, in Haiti, you got to pay to go to school and stuff, and it's expensive. So if you don't have money, no education.
Do you ever think about what your life would be like if you hadn't had the brain tumor?
Well, I imagine that, you know, if things happen for a reason, you know, I would say. Because if I didn't have the brain tumor, I wouldn't be here in the United States today. I might have been, but in a whole different way. So I think God do things for a reason.
Do you feel like you have opportunities here that you wouldn't have in Haiti?
Yes, a lot.
Such as?
Such as getting an education for free until college.
So we met 4 years ago when you were an eighth grader at Sunnyside School. Can you describe what that experience was like? When did you start at Sunnyside? And you didn't speak English when you started, right?
No, I didn't.
So what was that? I mean, was that just like really overwhelming and bewildering?
Yeah, it was really hard because we were trying to do everything at once. We were trying to improve my English skills and at the same time learning Braille. So we were trying to do all at once to get me successful.
Do you read Braille pretty well now?
Yes, I do. But yes, I do.
Do you read much?
I don't, you know, I got to be honest with you. I mean, I don't really read a lot.
I would say that probably makes you the average 19-year-old.
What do you mean?
Who just has other priorities.
Yeah.
Would rather hang out with friends or watch TV or... How did Pittsburgh Public Schools, like, adjust your education to allow you to learn with your visual impairment?
My teachers, the teachers I had, they cared about me. They did everything that they could just to put me at a certain level. Even I had a vision impairment that they try to work around it just to get me to learn.
This may sound a little weird, but I like worried about you going to high school.
Yeah.
Because I was worried that kids would pick on you. Did kids pick on you in high school?
You know, when I got to high school, I wasn't the only, there wasn't a lot of us that has a vision impairment. So there was about like five of us. I wasn't the only one, but I was the only one in the school who uses a cane. That put me down some days. Even when I was at Sunnyside, I didn't want to use the cane at all. Like, I felt like I was forced to use it.
Why didn't you want to use it?
I thought people would pick at me. People would laugh at me using it.
It would make you a target?
Yeah.
Okay, so what was it like after you guys had to leave school because of the coronavirus? Like, what was your learning? What did it look like after that?
You know, I felt like I was learning less. Like, it wasn't the best because I was at home. I would rather be in the classroom and learning with a bunch of other students. I feel like you learn more that way when you're with other students.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I had no teachers to explain stuff to me. What they explained it to me, but I still wasn't learning the way I wanted to. So it wasn't a good experience.
How do you feel about that? I mean, are you upset about that?
You know, it's nobody's fault. It's, you know, it's just nature or whatever. You know, you can't be mad at something that people are, you can't be mad because of something because nobody's, it's nobody's fault. So I just let that go and, you know.
What are you most looking forward to about the fall?
Well, what I'm mostly looking forward to just to go to the school, just to go to school and start my college life.
What do you want for your future? Like, do you hope to like what kind of career do you want? Do you see yourself getting married and having a family? Like, what do you want?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, you want to have a family? You want to be a dad?
Yeah, I mean, that's how, you know, in honesty, I'm sorry to get a little religious with you. You know, God created Adam, and then he gave him all the trees, all the gardens and animals to, you know, to command. But he had all those things, but he still felt lonely because he had nobody to talk to, nobody to respond to him. So he went to God and said, well, God, I have everything I need, but I'm still missing something. And then he took a ribs out of him and created Eve. So same thing. Nobody can live by themselves. Like, everybody needs a company. That's how we're meant to be. So I am looking forward to finish college and get a job and start making money and save for my future. I definitely want to get married, definitely want to own my own property, a house, live until I die, have a good life, you know.
Do you ever think about your mom and everything she's done for you and what you can do for her as you become an adult?
You know, I'll take her with me. Everything, everywhere I go, I'll take her with me. Even I get when I get married and have a wife, I'll still take her with me.
They have to get along, huh?
Yeah, I won't leave her behind.
That's very sweet of you.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the current, like, movement, the Black Lives Matter movement, the movement against police brutality? Like, what have you been thinking of as you've seen this unfold?
You know, this is a message I'm sending to everybody. We need to respect each other. Like, even we're different colors, we're both humans. We both were made by God. So even though we're different colors, we still need to have the same respect for people. Like, violence is not, we're not gonna gain anything from violence. So that's why they say communication is a big part of life. So we need to talk more rather than putting our hands on people. That's all I'm saying.
Have you participated in any of the protests?
No.
How come?
Well, that I don't care about what's going on, but I just don't put myself, like, in situation to get harmed. If I get harmed, I get harmed, but I'm not gonna put myself in a situation to get harmed.
What does it feel like to be a citizen? What did that feel like?
Oh, I can tell you, that day, I felt like I was a king, because I was really happy. But, to be honest with you, I was mostly excited to take that commitment because I've received a lot of benefits in the United States. I have no regrets that I changed my nationality.
Did you vote in the primary?
Well, I signed up for, like, I vote last year in the local election, but this year, I signed up to get a mail ballot, but it never came to the mail for me to vote. So,
are you gonna vote in the fall for president?
Definitely.
Do you know who you're gonna vote for?
Yes, baby, Joe Biden all the way.
What do you think of Trump?
Trump, you know, I'm not gonna say anything to get in trouble, but I am gonna express my feelings because I'm not gonna hide anything. Trump. He needs to get himself together. The way he's acting right now, he's definitely not gonna get a second term.
I think we've about covered it. Is there anything else you wanna say?
Not really, but thank you for giving me the opportunity to do this.
Thank you, Angelo. I'm gonna get emotional.
Yeah.
I remembered meeting you when you were in eighth grade, and I wrote your name down on a post-it note. I wrote, Angelo LaFortune graduates May 2020. I wrote that down on a post-it note and I put it on the wall next to my desk, and that post-it note has been sitting there for 4 years because I didn't want to forget to get back in touch with you. Mm-hmm. and find out how you were doing, because I think you have faced hardships that most people could not begin to imagine. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that way? Do you feel like you have faced hardships?
Yes, I felt that way. In many ways.
How do you think that those things that you faced, this brain tumor, your vision impairment, your hearing impairment, your immigration status, I mean, you're now a citizen, which is amazing to hear.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think all of these things impact the way you view the world?
Well, I felt like where I am now today, I'm in a better place than I was 10 years ago. I felt like I'm in a more comfortable place. I can tell you, I went through a lot of stuff. But everybody has to go through something to get somewhere, you know? So I am proud of myself too, to get where I am today. And I'm excited to see where life's gonna take me.
That's Pittsburgh Explainer for this week. Our show is produced by Katie Blackley. Christopher Ayers is our editor. You can find all of our news coverage at our website, WESA.FM, and of course on the air at 90.5 FM. I'm your host, Liz Reed. Thanks for listening. Let's talk next week.